If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Tuesday on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today, including tonight's NXT, four segments announced for the show tonight. We'll tell you about all of those, including, yes, in the Haas match of the week, Oba Femi versus Otis has been announced for the match. It is an NXT North American title match. So we'll go over the full lineup for the show, plus Dynamite tomorrow. A lot of stuff announced for Dynamite tomorrow. And we've also got all of the news, including some fellas re-signing new deals with WWE. We already knew about Chad Gable, 3-year deal, but Randy Orton is also re-signed. And we'll tell you about his deal. We've got notes from Collision this past Saturday night. The final AEW show going up had to get ahead with the Olympics. As of Wednesday, no more Olympic competitions. We're going to have to see how the numbers end up after that. Got an update on the tag team titles and Jacob Fatu. John Cena talks his retirement. And there's some other retirements we got to talk about as well, including Yoshinori Ogawa, who is done as a result of a neck injury. Also, the Raw report from last night and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. So any way you want to contact me, we should have time for some stuff today. So get going on all of that. Mike Sempervivi joins us as always. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Dealing with children. Actual children. Like my kids. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. God, let me get everybody.
You know who else is going to be here later? Adam Abdallah is going to be here coming up a little bit later on.
That right? Tell me more.
Yes. He's going to be coming on. He's over in Japan right now. The Visitors book that Nick Karp has done that had a run in New York City as far as a whole art presentation and a whole deal. He's going to be on to talk about that, as well as Game Changer Wrestling taking place over in Japan as well too. So going to be talking about that stuff. Hopefully that was enough time to fill here.
Now I got to mention something else. Yes, we'll talk to him a little bit later on here today.
Exhibit was the word I was looking for.
Thank
earlier,
you, Mike.
By the way.
Okay, I've gotten a million questions about this, so just let me clear this up for everybody.
What is going on?
It's everything. My kids are driving me nuts. Thankfully, they're finally out of my hair. Golly,
Which
I don't even want to get
good.
Into the story.
You got that going.
Drive
for
me
you.
Nuts. Right. But anyway, a bunch of people have asked this question because, yes, you can now get the podcasts on Apple Podcasts. Okay? It's podcasts only. It's $9.99 a month. Okay? But we've had a million questions about this, so let me explain. And this is the worst time to ask me this because I'm already irritated. Okay? I understand that it takes longer for some of the shows to get up than it does when you subscribe to the main site. Okay? If you want the show immediately after I'm done recording, you have to sign up for the main site. There's nothing that I can do about it, okay? On the main site, WrestlingObserver.com, when I finish recording a show, I upload it to the site, and it's immediately on the RSS feed. It takes 30 seconds. It's on the feed, okay? The problem is, with Apple Podcasts, and with... We're going to eventually have... Spotify. The problem is that doesn't happen when you upload with those, okay? When I upload the show, it then goes into processing mode. I don't know what they do when they process it, okay? But it processes and processes and processes. It can take 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, okay? I'm not sitting around. I'm sorry. When I get done recording Observer Radio at 2 a.m., I cannot sit around until 3 a.m. for it to finish processing. So whoever wakes up first in the morning has to go up and click that publish button when it's done processing. So yes, If you're subscribing on Apple Podcasts, your Observer Radio is going to be delayed by several hours as compared to the main site. If you want to pay the extra $5 and sign up on the main site and have it instantly, that's your option. The $9.99, they're going to process it, and it's going to take a little bit longer. So about 1,000 people ask me the question. It's not something I'm doing on purpose. There's nothing I can do about it. It's completely out of my hands. They process it, and I got to wait for it to be processed. And I'm sorry. If you want me to charge $50 a month, I'll wait the extra hour at 3 a.m., but I'm not doing it. It's just not happening. So that's the answer to the question. I'm sorry, everybody, it takes so long. It's out of my hands. I should have just had you do the show today.
I was going to say, I'm surprised I didn't get a text here.
So irritated. Guys, let me give you a tip on life. Okay, everyone?
I want to hear this. Yes.
You have to be able to be flexible, okay? I understand that everybody likes, and this actually kind of plays into the Apple Podcast thing. Like, I know that everybody has a way that they like to do things, okay? I like to get up in the morning. I want my Observer Radio on my thing the moment I get up in the morning. I get it, okay? I'm the same way. I like things. I schedule my shows, even a show that's not live on the radio. I schedule it for the Brian and Vinny shows at 8 p.m., okay? It doesn't have to be. Come anytime I want. Like, it's just on YouTube, but I set it for 8 p.m. That's the time that we do the show, okay? I stick to it. And yes, when something happens and we got to start late or we got to move a day, yeah, not my favorite thing in the world, but you know what? You got to be able to be flexible in life, okay? This isn't a wrestling thing. It's in life, all right? You have a plan. Something goes wrong. You got to swerve. Like, swerve when I drive. You know, you got to be able to maneuver. Okay?
Exactly.
That's it.
You got to navigate life. You got to be malleable as you go through these things. And you also left another little nugget in there, even though you didn't mean to, which is you need to be consistent.
This is my point. You have to try to be consistent. But you know what? Sometimes you can't be. Sometimes things happen, and you have to be flexible with the changes. You got to, as Hicks and Gracie said, flow with the go. That's what he said. You have to flow with, not go with the flow. You flow with the go.
I'm not going to disagree with him.
You better not. He'll beat you silly. All right. I feel a little bit better. If I could explain this to my kids, life would be a lot easier. All right.
It's funny, though, like out of habit, even though you're in this mood, you ask for text messages and interactions with people that you know are going to drive you nuts. What is Lenny doing right now in the chat?
I haven't even looked at the chat today. It's probably for the best that I haven't. Probably a bunch of silliness. People that can't flow with the go. Now, Randy Orton signed a new 5-year deal.
He's just going with the flow and flowing with the go.
He will remain there until he is 49 years old. WWE source reportedly said the shift to guaranteed money is why a new deal was reached rather than extending his previous one. Guaranteed money associated with contracts now is a drastic shift from 2019. There have been changes to our live event schedule, touring, international dates, media obligations, merchandise, social media. Much more fair to just reach a new deal in many situations, the source told Fightful. Using Orton is notable because one would expect Gunther to be the babyface for a show in Germany. But Orton has been unbelievably popular in the recent events in Europe over the past few months. He will be portrayed as a babyface on television. So we'll see what happens.
He is a legacy act for a lot of people, and he's going to continue to be this way. And looking at his age, knowing what his back condition is, and knowing that he's making a whole lot of money being in a place that he's really, really comfortable and it's the number one place in the world and probably still will be in 5 years, this might be the last active contract of Randy Orton's career. Not to say he couldn't do some things after this, but this may actually be the last of the run of Randy Orton.
Let me tell you something about this Randy Orton. If you watch AEW nowadays, especially Collision with that MXM promo they had, AEW today, and even Lenny would agree to this, AEW today is far more like WWE than it was in 2019. In 2019, it was absolutely 100% a WWE alternative. It's totally different. You know, you had Jericho or whatever, but it was like all new faces, all different style. It was totally night and day from WWE in 2019.
They were throwing things against the wall.
Now there's a lot of similarities, okay? A lot of, they've hired tons of people from WWE. I mean, but here's the point. If Randy Orton would have gone to AEW in like 2019, 2020, brother, that would have been a game changer. And it would have been so huge because he was a giant WWE name and he was a guy, unlike Jericho, he'd only ever been in WWE. He was WWE to a core, to the core. He would have been the biggest heel ever. And with everybody else doing that that new modern style and him doing the WWE style, my God, this would have been incredible. But he didn't go.
He would have.
Now, I don't think if he would have decided to go to AEW in 2024, it'd been like, eh, another guy going. It'll be, you know, he'll do some stuff or whatever. Not going to be a game changer. It's just, you know, whatever. But he would have been a game changer 2019, 2020.
And they would have had to try to keep up that momentum with him, but he would have had provided CM Punk levels of spark, you know, ratings-wise and interest-wise into the company, because unlike a Christian or a Adam Copeland, you know, he still is, as far as people, when you look at him, as far as a lot of everyday fans go, that guy's still in his prime. He's still awesome, especially when you don't know the extent of how much he's been hurting over the last couple of years.
Solo Sikoa is, I guess he's determined that any two members of the Bloodline can defend the tag team. It's Freebird rules.
I like it.
That's what they've
Bloodline
decided.
Rules.
So Tama Tonga, Jacob Fatu won the titles. Fatu, this whole thing is complicated. He was supposed to get injured going through that table so that he wouldn't be, you know, like around Roman Reigns. But he also apparently did get a minor injury going through the table. So it's a little of both that occurred. But they do want to keep him away from Roman Reigns. And so if Roman is going to be there beating up the tag champs, it's not going to be him. And I think he's going to be out of action for a little while. But for right now, it's Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa as the tag team champions. And when Fatu comes back and Roman's not on the show, Fatu can defend the titles. So that's the way they're doing it for now. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, south of the river, you're stopping your home.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Remember what I was just talking about being flexible?
Yes.
Well, you're going to have to be flexible for the upload today, everybody, because I didn't even record that last segment at all. Just didn't hit the button. I was too mad.
Well.
But luckily, producer Jared is recording all of the audio, and he's going to get it to Sempervivi, who will upload it a little bit later on, and we'll get it up on the front page.
Hot and flexible, I am. That doesn't make you feel any better, does it?
That made me feel so much worse. Okay, a couple of notes. The Olympics are over, so it'll be very important to see where everything ends up now that they're over. Because SmackDown...
Back to where they were 2 weeks ago?
Well, WWE was not affected much by the Olympics, and AEW was killed. So we're going to find out how much of that was the Olympics and if there's something to worry about here. I wouldn't worry about it too much yet, although I will say, you know...
You sure?
I understand that they were up against the Olympics and everything like that, but last week's Rampage and Collision numbers were like... I mean, I don't care if the Olympics were on, I don't care what. I mean, all time... In the history of the shows, all-time record lows. Under 200,000 viewers, we're talking. And, oh my God. Well, in the normal time slot, by the way, for Rampage. The normal time slot. All-time lowest everything for that show.
Well, with Collision, they bounced back somewhat, but it's still one of the lowest of a year, and that's the problem, is they still need another... What, 70,000 viewers? I mean, when the show's doing around 450, okay, that's fine. But you're also now going to be going into football season, which in the United States of America, as everybody knows, is brutal to you. And we saw the chunk that it took out of Collision when CM Punk, you know, was there, let alone what it, you know, ended up atrophying to. And this was a time for them to get hot leading into these big shows and leading into fall and their new deal, supposedly, and everything, all this excitement that you think should be happening here as we close out August and go into the fall. And I don't believe that they've actually gotten a whole lot more momentum at all. I think it's better than it's been at the beginning of the year, for sure. They've had better shows and better moments, but there's a lot you can poke holes in. And I hadn't thought about this, but I've heard it more recently now because I don't pay attention to WrestleTix really or advanced sales, but I didn't realize how bad it was, like in New York, what they scaled it for. It's only scaled for like 6,000 people or something like that, and they're not selling it out yet. And I look at some of the others and it's like, there obviously is a problem here, because not only are you cold, not only are finances tough for a lot of people, which I think people downplay that sometimes as far as, you know, disposable income goes, but you know, it's, again, right now, there's problems there where they have got to try to regain some of their core fan base because they've lost those people, and they got to figure out a way to try to get them back.
Well, the Rampage show this week, 219,000 and a 0.09. The SmackDown show, 2.3 million and a 0.64. That was a return of Roman Reigns. And Collision was 370. And a 0.11. So again, you know, SmackDown hurt much less than Rampage and Collision were. And as far as like the quarters, Brandon Thurston sent out the quarters and Collision was just like up and down the whole night, you know. SmackDown was kind of up and down the whole night. And man, that Rampage was a straight line. I mean, you never see anything like it. Just whoosh. It had, how many people did it have?
Whoever those 219,000
people. 219,000 people decided, I'm watching Rampage today. Yeah. They started at the beginning. They watched to the end. None of them turned off. Nobody tuned in after the start time. It was just whoosh, straight line right across.
Hey, that's a good thing.
That was the sickos.
Those are your hardest of hardcore, or they fell asleep with the TV on. Either one. One of those two.
Actually, you know what? If I look at what's the Collision? What was the Collision low? The lowest, they only dropped to 335.
I mean, they were pretty good.
But I think that we can safely say, actually we can because they dropped below 200,000 last week. I would say that the number of sickos is about 219,000. That's your sickos. They're going to watch from beginning to end no matter what. 219,000 of them.
Yeah, and you know what? It's always amazing that about, 100,000 of those people don't order the pay-per-views. They are there for every TV show, but they do, around 120, 150, whatever.
Well, you know, they may have friends, you know. They go to a friend's house. If everyone has one friend over, that's the sickos.
Go to the bar? I guess you can't do that anymore. Is it in bars anymore, like the Buffalo Wild Wings and such?
I don't know. NXT tonight, we've got an amazing match that I cannot wait for.
Damn right.
Oba Femi versus Otis for the North American title.
I need to see somebody try to throw somebody in an overhead belly to belly.
I hope they just throw each other the entire match, each of them just back and forth. Nathan Frazier and Axiom versus Andre Chase and Ridge Holland for the tag team titles. Tony D versus Charlie Dempsey for the Heritage Cup. And Lexus King versus Eddie Thorpe. That's the lineup for tonight thus far.
You think Chase Hughes taking those belts?
No, I don't think so.
Ah, okay.
They could.
No, not more jealousy with Ridge Holland?
And then tomorrow, we've got Swerve versus Wheeler in a non-title match.
Slaughter.
The Young Bucks versus the Acclaimed for the tag team titles. Mercedes versus Hikaru Shida for the TBS title. Hangman versus Jay Lethal. Britt Baker returns. She'll be there at the building. Claudio Castagnoli and Okada have a face-to-face for their match in Cardiff.
Is it Moxley and Okada?
I don't think Moxley is on either of these shows, dude. He's on break. He's on hiatus.
I don't know. I guess I don't have to know what they're doing, but like I would.
They're probably in that gauntlet, dude.
Okada and you know what? With the way the character has been portrayed, fine. Go ahead.
Orange, Roderick, and Kyle. They're in the gauntlet. They're fighting for the number one spot.
They should be in the gauntlet.
Orange Cassidy is one of their biggest stars, dude.
Yeah, but they don't have a thing for him, so him being an anchor.
They don't have
of
a thing
match,
for Okada either.
But he's also the type of worker, too. I mean, to me, that's fine. If he was involved in something big, I get it. But I do. That's fine for him right now and the way he's been placed on that show and what he's been involved with. That's fine.
We've got a Mariah May film.
Oh, boy.
A Bryan Danielson video package. Oh, God. Is it wrong that now whenever there's a Bryan Danielson segment, I dread it? My God, what's he going to say this week?
Oh, God, I hope
if I get that title, I'm going to auction it off. Like, what's he going to say? I don't know. And we will hear from Hook. What's this rumor about Hook?
What do you mean?
People telling me they heard that Hook had re-signed or something.
I don't know.
I don't think he has. I don't know where that came from.
There are rumors about who he's hooking up with.
So that's the lineup. All right. A couple of notes from the Raw show on Monday night. First off, this new Judgment Day thing is so over. Damian Priest and Rhea are ridiculously over. And the heels are, of course, absolutely hated. And they have announced a mixed tag coming up at the Berlin show. Rhea and Damian versus Liv and Dominic.
I love it.
They're building up Rhea getting her hands on him.
Yes, and I know they're cowards. I don't care. You're cowards at this point. at this point in time, WWE could get away with doing a man versus woman match, especially if it's Rhea Ripley killing JD to warm up to killing Dom. But if this is going to be the only way we're going to get it, I'm all for it.
And then we had two really good matches. We had the Creeds versus Akira Tozawa and Otis in a Texas Tornado match. Which, Texas Tornado means all four guys are supposed to be in the ring at the same time. They still found a way to get heat on the baby faces by laying one guy out outside and still doing two-on-one. And the best part was these two giant Creeds worked together to double pin, not Otis, Tozawa. Took two men to keep his shoulders down.
They undersold that, but that was great.
Yes. We had the main event, which was great, which was Braun Breaker, Sami Zayn, best of three. They did not give Braun two straight. I'd have done that, but whatever. He did win two straight after Sammy won the first. Destroyed him. Speared him off the top as he was coming off. But honestly, the best thing on the show, which I don't have nearly enough time for, was first the segment setting up Miz versus Bronson Reed.
Hallelujah.
Legitimately the funniest thing I've seen on Raw in I don't know how long. And the funniest guy in it was Randy Orton, of all people. And it sets up Miz and Bronson Reed, and Bronson kills him. And then he goes to do another tsunami, and Truth tries to make the save. And so Truth ends up eating six tsunamis as the nerds try to break it up, and it fails every time. They drag his carcass to the other side of the ring so he can't get squashed. So Bronson just goes to the other side, squashes him again. Adam Pearce having a conniption fit. So I think we might be getting Bronson Reed going after Gunther for that title.
I love it.
I thought they are doing this Bronson Reed push is just the greatest.
Yeah.
It's the greatest.
You know what they did last night? It's like the Cornette line of, you know, you made him laugh, and you did that with Bronson and Miz, and then you made him stop laughing, and it pissed him off, and that's what happened with him killing
R-Truth. Oh, I kept laughing.
Well, him killing R-Truth, though, was, I thought, very effective.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Adam Abdallah is joining us here today. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good.
You know what I thought about here is I always watch these WWE, not even just WWE, but it's usually WWE nowadays, these giant stadium shows, and they're outside. And so you start watching the pay-per-view, and it's light out. And then as the show goes on, it just starts getting darker, and soon it's nighttime. Watching the exact opposite right now. Sun's coming up over there. Where are you?
I am in Shibuya here in Tokyo at the Trunk Hotel.
Wow, what's going on?
Well, I am here in Japan this week for a couple of reasons. One, GCW is on tour here this week for the first time since October of last year. We had a joint show with DDT at Kirkin Hall on Monday. We had our first solo show at Shinjuku Face last night, and we have one more coming up, what I guess would be tonight in Japan. It'll air tomorrow night in the United States on Triller TV. And my role, in addition to being co-owner of Jersey Championship Wrestling, which is kind of like the NXT equivalent of GCW, is that I put together a major photo exhibition here of basically based on a book that I put together called Visitors with the photographer Nick Karp. So in October, GCW was the first American independent wrestling promotion to run Kirkin Hall on their own. And I did a basically like a travel doc style book with Nick following the talent, all access, backstage at Kirkin, on the streets of Tokyo Dome City, things like that. And then in May, I curated an exhibition in New York. And now I was invited to bring it to Japan. So we have a show that opened on Monday night. We had a huge opening party with talent from across all promotions in Japan, Minoru Suzuki, Desperado, Gabe Kidd, Zack Sabre, plus the entire GCW roster. We've also did a collaboration with Haoming Mask, one of the greatest wrestling merchandisers in the world and also a designer of many famous wrestlers' gear. I'm wearing the official collaboration between me and them. The book's called Visitors, so it's the Visitors Japan Haoming collaboration. He also made a pretty sick GCW fanny pack for the first time. I'm just kind of here promoting the book and promoting the exhibition, which is open for one more day here in Tokyo.
Nick Karp. Oh, I'm sorry.
I got one follow-up here, then you can go. So you mentioned that first United States indie promotion to ever run Kirkin Hall on their own, so not in association with anybody else.
Under their own banner, yeah.
Yes. So it's 2024. Like, how has this never happened before? Like, what can you tell us about Kirkin Hall, and is there a reason that no one's tried this before? Is it difficult to get a date there, or... like, why did this never happen, and how did you guys make it work?
Well, Brett made it work, so I'm not going to take credit for that. But number one, it's not cheap. I'll tell you that. Number two, you have to forge, you know, really strong relationships with other promotions in the region who have those inherent relationships with Kirkin Hall. And in the context of October, it was with Freedoms. So we were kind of during a multi-day run where they had a show, and then we had a show. And then this past time was DDT, who has become our partner officially in Japan. And we you know, have brought them to the U.S. on multiple occasions. You know, DDT and Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling were part of the collective this year during WrestleMania. It's not official for next year, but I foresee that happening again. We play nice in the sandbox. We work with a lot of different promotions around the world, and a lot of independent wrestlers from Japan love coming to GCW because it's a very active, large audience. Brett runs a lot of dates, usually around 6 a month, and they have a lot of creative freedom.
Yeah, I just consider Rina Yamashita at this point a GCW regular. Has he moved to America yet? She might as well. Maki Ito as well, too.
Rina is a GCW regular, and we consider Maki a GCW regular well as part of the family, but she's officially a Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestler.
Yes.
But Rina is freelance officially, but they're part of the family, you know? Like, in the book, visitors, I did a dinner after the first show we did at Kurikan, and it was for all the kind of GCW talent, and Maki and Rina were front and center. They're some of our most over talent, and they put on amazing matches every time. And, you know, I think what's interesting when you look at GCW today versus maybe even like 4 or 5 years ago is that half the talent on the roster are female talent. There's no differentiation between how they're booked in terms of division or anything like that, but they're definitely a lot of the most over talent that we have. And Maki and Rina, I think Rina is one of the best wrestlers in the world personally. Really exemplified that. And Maki's one of the most charismatic.
Talk about the exhibition, because I've always been a fan of your work, and I think Nick Harp's got an incredible eye for some of the pictures that he's able to take and some of the moments that he's able to capture. You talked about being approached to bring the exhibition over to Japan, where every time somebody goes to Japan for the first time, they always talk about the fact that you can get all of these old books, all of these old photos, all of these old great things. Who approached you, and was there any hesitation at all over, absolutely, if with the invite, we will absolutely do this? Or how did it all kind of come together for you guys to pull this off?
Well, initially, I put together this show in New York, as I mentioned, during a time in New York called Freeze, which is kind of the biggest art fair in New York City. So I did the kind of a satellite exhibition at a nonprofit space where we did like a really big photo show. It was like a 1500 square foot show with like 20 huge photos. And around the same time, it was announced that GCW would be returning for the first time since we captured what was in the book in August. Funny side note, by the way, about the book, which you can find at visitorsbook.com, is that A24 Films is also making a documentary about deathmatch wrestling. And they were doing a follow doc the exact same time that Nick and I were shooting on the road as well. So, you know, that will come out at some point in the future from the guys who directed the twin brothers, Raka Raka, who directed Talk to Me. But I have a friend here who was kind of a major fashion designer and connector in Japan. His name's Bebe. And the Trunk Hotel here in Shibuya is actually about 200 feet away from Howming Mask. And he said, hey, I want to introduce you to the people there. I think this would be a great space for the exhibition. And they hooked it up. And basically, you know, I kind of did the work from there to work with a local curator here named Stuart Monroe, who's a British gentleman and architecture professor who lives here full time in Japan and speaks Japan. So with like the exchange rate, I actually reprinted the entire show in a smaller scale for the space and also for like the domestic size of people who may want to purchase the photographs. And I also partnered with my friends here at Sabukaru, which is essentially the equivalent of Vice, but in Japan. It's a major website and editorial platform that looks at subcultures. So that publication has been very supportive. If you look on their Instagram, they have about 250,000 followers. They did a post about deathmatch wrestling and about GCW that had like 5,000 likes and a lot of comments, both negative and positive. I've come to Japan about 9-10 times, and I kind of just like tapped into the network that I've created both in the wrestling world and outside of the wrestling world. I actually did the world premiere of Harmony Korine's new film here in June through my shoot job and threw a rave for about 1,000 people. So like I know people here, so it kind of helps.
Now let me ask you about this fanny pack, brother. How old are you?
I am 39 years old.
39 years old. Okay, I'm 10 years older. When I was younger, you wouldn't be caught dead in a fanny pack. It was like only a complete nerd would ever wear a fanny pack. But I've noticed that this has changed, and not just in wrestling. In wrestling, it's always been cool to wear a fanny pack. And in fact, when you got into wrestling, you wore a fanny pack because the old wrestlers wore fanny packs. Like, I saw a lot of guys doing that. But like nowadays in the world, I see fanny packs all over the place. It's like not goofy anymore.
You know, it changed.
What happened?
Brian, changed for Brian when he bought his Louis Vuitton man purse for the first time. Then all of a sudden it was okay, I guess.
Hey, I got a couple of fanny packs now. So like, tell me more about this one here.
Yeah, well, this one was around. It was designed by Hao Ming. You know, Tigre, or Hao Ming Nishimura, is a legendary kind of designer and, you know, merch purveyor here in Tokyo. And through the collaboration, we kind of did a capsule collection together to help support the book. He's my official retailer in Japan to sell the book because it's, you know, not easy to ship to Japan from the U.S. So I kind of drop shipped a whole bunch over here. And in exchange, he made this amazing GCW fanny pack. I think there's in two colorways, one that's red and white. And then he also made this T-shirt, which is the Hao Ming logo, which is kind of well-known in wrestling. But if you look really closely, he's incorporated Nick's imagery into the mask. So there's like pictures of like Maki Ito and Joey and Masha smashing a light tube over Rena's head, things like that. So I don't know. I think fanny packs have been getting pretty popular. I have a bunch of girlfriends who I bought those kind of Lucha Libre hip bags that Silvermore, you know, Stash Pages sells, of like Psycho Clown and Octagon, and they went over like gangbusters. So I think they're much more fashionable than maybe they were like at Gold's Gym in 1985.
It helps they look a hell of a lot better now. But I have a very esoteric question. I have to do this because what other time would I have to do it? Sure. Everybody knows the name Bill Apter. Everybody knows the name George Napolitano that have been following wrestling and know who a photographer is. But for you, who are some of the people that you've seen from wrestling's past? Al Valvasor, Theo Arrett especially, is somebody that I think of because of the Olympic and the fact that he had his own subculture. And again, for somebody, and I like subcultures, the apartment wrestling scene juxtaposed with the Olympic boxing and wrestling photography that he always sticks out in my mind. Who are some of the people that you like to look at in the past and even now, not just Nick's stuff, but some of the people that are out there now?
Yeah, that's probably the best question anyone's ever asked me in the wrestling world about the work that I've been doing. First, you mentioned Al Vavasor. I actually own – I'm a collector of wrestling-related artwork, so I own an archive of Al's work of portraiture of all the official portraits from, like, the 1960s and 70s of NWA wrestling from around the country. I probably have, like, 80 or 90, like, small photos from that. And then Theo Arrett was actually probably my inspiration for Orange Crush, which was my magazine and is my magazine that was the predecessor to the single artist books that I've been doing. Theo Arrett, as you mentioned, was well known for taking like really amazing action shots at the Olympic Auditorium in LA. And then he juxtaposed them with apartment wrestling, like kind of kink photography. And the artists, Cameron Jamie and the late Mike Kelly, put together a book with Tashin called Exquisite Mayhem, which is like this amazing book that mashes up these two photographers in conversation, both kind of like the blood and ecstasy of professional wrestling and then the kink of apartment wrestling. So it kind of opened my eyes to see like my real job is I work with museums, I work with foundations, I work with feature film companies on campaigns and also putting together creative projects. And I was like, man, like I really want to contribute to wrestling in a way that is additive and I can actually use my skill set. And seeing Theo's work inspired me to do that. And it was actually the impetus for me launching Orange Crush. Other photographers right now who are really great in professional wrestling, Nick Karp, obviously. I've worked with him on numerous publications, including Death in COVID a few years back, which was a zine that, you know, was really controversial but sold out about deathmatch wrestling during the pandemic. And all the places without regulation, essentially, he braved and took some really candid photography. But there's people like Ryan Loco, who people really know really well from his work in MMA and also his very close relationship with Jon Moxley. He shot the cover of Orange Crush 2.
Well, actually, hold that thought. We'll get a couple more after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Adam Abdallah's here early in the morning in Japan. The sun's coming up on this interview, but our time is up. So let's get a couple more photographers out if you want to, and then get some plugs in here.
Oh, yeah. Best current wrestling photographers right now. Nick Karp, as I mentioned, who did the book with. Ryan Loco, who does amazing MMA and wrestling photography, did the cover of Jon Moxley's book. Michael Watson, otherwise known as Brainbuster, somebody I've collaborated with it in the past as well. Both of them do a lot of contract work for AEW now, besides Nick. So, you know, a lot of their stuff is kind of seen through that lens, but they're two of the most talented independent photographers in wrestling. And there's a young guy in New York named David Perez, who goes by Second Gunny, whose work I really like too, who's probably kind of like the next guy, which people should keep an eye on. And yeah, those are the photographers we should look at. And then in terms of like what we have going on tonight, we have one more big show at Shinjuku Face tonight with GCW. Some big matches, including the GCW debut of Andreza the Giant Panda, who will be in a scramble match with Effie, Joey Janela, Jimmy Lloyd, among others, as well as stars from Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling and, you know, the majority of our roster. And the first ever defense of the Jersey Championship Wrestling title in Japan.
And we can watch that where?
By Masha on Triller TV.
Triller TV.
That's Masha Slamovich against Marcus Mathers.
All right. We are totally out of time. Hey, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We owe you another one after the last couple of days.
But the book, Visitor's Book, visitorsbook.com.
Visitorsbook.com. Grab that as well, everybody. And thank you so much for doing the show today. And, of course, thank you everybody for listening. We are totally out of time. Back tomorrow with more Wrestling Observer Live.